Okay. Well, I did lose my sight, of course, other than the that's the only other really downfall with diabetes. I tend to sort of forget about it now because when you're in your own surroundings, you think you can see, you know, which is a bit silly, but I know it sounds silly, but you do. You think you can sort of see around. It's just when you go to other places that you haven't been before, you think, oh gosh, where's everything? You know, you can't find anything, you know. You couldn't even find a toilet. I couldn't find a toilet on my own without going perhaps into a man's toilet without anybody being with me, you know, this sort of thing. This is the only sort of drawback, I suppose, but you tend to sort of live with it, you know, and you don't take a lot of notice of it. The only other thing I would say about not being blind so much, but about the diabetes as such, is when I've been in hypos and they are quite nasty, you know, when and I don't really know why. Sometimes I do know why, but not always why they come on. Sometimes I've had a meal and they've come on just about an hour afterwards, which I don't think they can explain even in the hospital why that happens. But I don't always know whether. Sometimes I sort of gauge it that I take 10 units. Well, if I think I'm cutting down more on my food, I take 8 units then, you know, and sort of trying to sort of figure it out like that way, you know, so that I don't go into a hypos. That's the only thing.
When did you begin going into hypos?
Well, when I was on insulin to start with, I think it must have been about a few months into the diabetes, and then if you're cutting down and trying to lose weight or trying to be good, really good and regimental, really on your diet. You can't really take the same amount of insulin. This is what I've found to my sort of horror, I suppose. But I always keep sort of dextrose by the side of my bed just in case I get sort of hypo, that I can take two or three of those and that brings the sugar level up, you know. But the only thing I've always thought about them having them in the night was that I might not wake up out of these hypos, you know. I might sort of go into a coma. But so I do tend to take my blood count now more so before bed, you know. Even if I don't sort of put it down in a book, I will take it, you know, regardless, because that sort of gives me a little safeguard. Because I think, well, if it's too low when I'm going to bed, I have a little snack, like I might just have a biscuit or a banana or something like that. Nothing too major to put any weight on, but you're constantly sort of watching the hypos, the weight, the diet, and you're constantly sort of thinking about it. Because sometimes when I go to the